Welcome once again, and we're in our final day of our week-long Bible study in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. But let's open with a word of prayer. Father, again, we come to your presence with thanksgiving and with worship and praise. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We come again asking for your guidance as we open up the word and we attempt to give it out. We just ask that you'd lead in the hearts of all that's listening. We pray for those that are listening that are in nursing homes. We pray for those that are shut in and cannot get out but have opportunity to hear the word over the radio. We think of those that are at work and those that are traveling through Randolph County. We just pray that whoever hears the word would be encouraged, and if there be a lost soul tuning in, that you might use something said to convict your hearts. We pray that your spirit would go ahead and Christ's name, amen. Okay, as we're in our Bible study, let's read our verse for the week. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. As we've looked at the different areas of prayer mentioned here, we'd like to spend one final day on the phrase giving of thanks. Yesterday we tied it in with different scriptures from primarily the New Testament of how Paul was thankful for other believers, and how he mentioned giving of thanks as the will of God. And this tremendous study, we'd like to just go further into it today and tie it in with praise and worship. How when we give thanks and how we're thankful for the Lord himself and how we're thankful for the person and work of our Savior. This word study, if you would call it that, is a tremendous study. It touches the heart. It touches the depths of what we believe as Christians. We're thankful for our salvation. We're thankful for who our Lord is. And let us just begin with some scriptures over in the book of Psalms. If you would turn with me to Psalms chapter 6 to begin with. We're going to compare that with some other scriptures in the book of Psalms. A tremendous study. We could really spend a lot of time in this. But Lord willing, we'll go on the next time I'm with you further into chapter 2. Psalm 6 and 5 says this, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks?" Who in the grave shall give thee thanks? Well, my friend, let's compare that over here in Psalm 30. In verse 4, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." My friend, what a thought. Compare those that are in the grave and with no hope to those that are his children. We can say we do have a remembrance of him. We think of our Savior. We remember the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. We remember that we were dead in trespasses and sin. Yet he who knew no sin was made sin for us. Go on in chapter 30 of Psalms, verse 12, "To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." Oh, as we'll look in just a few minutes of the future praising of God, my friend, if we know him today, why should we not? Why do we not spend time worshiping him, praising him, if that's our eternal occupation? To be in glories, in the glories with him, in his presence, to see him as he is, and to worship him. We should do that even now. But now, further into the book of Psalms, again in Psalm 97, and we'll see in verse 12, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. We see the same thought there. We see in the book of Leviticus that the offering of the thanksgiving is giving. Then we move on back into the book of Psalms, and we see this phrase mentioned many times in Psalm 106, for example. Verse 1, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. It's repeated in Psalm 107. It's repeated in Psalm 118. But notice this in Psalm 136. And we'll see four times in this one chapter. 136 says, verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, O give thanks unto the Lord, or rather, O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. And then verse 26, O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Are we thankful for God in all the different aspects and in so many endless thoughts that we can have about him? Here in this one psalm, it mentions how he's the God of heaven. And it mentions how he's the Lord of lords. And it mentions how he's the God of gods. And it mentions that he is good and his mercy endures forever. Four times the psalmist says, give thanks to our Lord. It's endless. When we sit down in a corporate meeting of worship, or if we're in our own closet, if you will, thinking of him and praising him and worshiping him, there's so many things that can come and flood to our minds and our heart if we've hid the word in our heart, if we've got the word of God before us. You know, it brings the thought in Romans, the tremendous passage there in chapter 11. It says, O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. You know, the person and work of our Savior is past finding out. It's more than we can comprehend. But, you know, our brother Mark's in the book of Ephesians, a glorious book as well. And one verse stands out to me there. Two verses it says in 2:6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, we may acknowledge that his riches, his knowledge and his wisdom is past finding out. Yet we have eternity when we're one of his children for it to be shown unto us. My friend, should we not give thanks to him even now? Should we not worship him and praise him and offer up the fruit of our lips unto him in praise? In Psalm, once again, let's look at Psalm 100 and just read this whole chapter. It's only five verses. But here we see, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Listen here, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. As we've looked at thanksgiving for our Lord today, let us just worship his name when we have the opportunity as a group of believers and throughout the day. Yes, the scripture says, giving thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. This has been Mike Moody with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.